Hello everyone, this is just a quick video to comment on some more e-drama. Now I'm really, really sorry that I have to keep doing this. I really am. I do not want to waste time on my channel and waste your time with pathetic e-drama that deals with me. But all I get is, well, you make a video about everything else, why don't you make a video about this? So I'm making the final video about pathetic e-drama that I'm ever going to make. There will no longer be videos about me personally on this channel, unless it's something reasonably amusing or positive or something like that, that I think that maybe other people might want to see. So I think there comes a point in anyone's career where they become so successful that people will go out of their way to find anything, to misrepresent something you've said, or take something that maybe happened in your past, or something, to try and defame your character, especially if they have been proven wrong on numerous counts of you actually not doing anything wrong. And I think I have reached this point. I have reached the point where there are, as Richard Dawkins refers to them, gnats, who are so obsessed with me, they cannot talk about anything else.
So you have a man who is a racist, who believes black people, I guess, shouldn't even be in science, but if they are, they're a joke. Who thinks beating up on women is hilarious, and who loves to see women cry, and doesn't give a shit if children get raped. And that is Sargon of Akkad in a nutshell.
Now, I'm sure that you're thinking, well, hang on, why aren't any of you addressing his arguments? And they're not addressing my arguments because they have nothing to address. I'm reasonably confident that my arguments are sound, and where they're not, well, you guys correct me before anyone else gets the opportunity to. So I don't need to worry about that, really. Honestly, I grow tired of this character assassination. There is nothing you can say that is going to make me the bad person you want me to be. And you want me to be this bad person because you know what I'm saying has merit. And therefore, you have to find some way of being able to dismiss my arguments without being able to refute them, because you have been unable to refute them. It's getting to the point where it's just sad. It's really fucking sad. People look at you, people message me constantly and go, why do you deal with these pathetic losers? And I don't know. You know, I have got this deeply egalitarian streak where I have to treat everyone as an equal. I really do. And I guess I'm going to have to kind of curb that. I'm going to have to look at you people as inferiors, because apparently you are. You are so deeply mired in your identity politics and your feminist religion that you cannot accept when someone has made a point, and therefore you have to go to any lengths to... There is nothing you won't say, apparently, to try and discredit me through proxy. And all that says to people is that my arguments must be credible. That's the thing. Again, so many people come to me and they say, wow, I heard such terrible things about you, but you seem really reasonable. And it's like, well, honestly, I think that's because I am really reasonable. You know, I'm not anything like these people say. So you're actually great advertisement for me. So in future, I will no longer be addressing your character assassination. I don't need to. I've got nothing to say to it. It's pathetic. That's why you get so many downvotes in your videos. If you had proof of me, doing, like, paying Arini or Arini paying me or something for coverage, for positive coverage, and yeah, you'd have something. And you'd get loads of upvotes from my subscribers. And they'd be like, Sargon, you need to answer for this. Why didn't you tell us that you'd taken money or something like that? But you don't have anything like that, because nothing like that exists. And I know it breaks your heart to hear this, but I've actually been really successful through hard work and honesty. All I've done is be transparent. Look at my video. Look at my opening video about my Patreon. I show people how much money and how it works. I don't need to hide any of this, because nothing that I'm doing is shameful. My success has been built on hours and hours of work, research, study, and money spent on books. I've got loads of books that I've read since doing my YouTube channel. I know so much more now than I did at the start. And so I find your pathetic moral outrages laughable. I'm at the point where I can't... There's nothing to refute. The very statements you're offering are refutations of themselves, and they just serve to discredit you. So you can carry on doing this. I'm not going to respond to any of this. If you have genuine criticisms, then come to me. If I've said something that is actually an argument that generally needs refutation, come to me and say, leave a comment, explain why I'm wrong, and I read my comments, so I'll read it. But making videos trying to just make me sound like a terrible human being just makes you look like terrible human beings. That's the long and short of it. So, you know, you guys knock yourselves out if you want, but I don't know if you've noticed, but you're not having very much success.